White House.
The president's calling Mr. Abe Fortas, and the number is FE8-3700.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Mr. Fortas is on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Mr. Fortas?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Progress on the court?
Yes, sir. And I've been trying to handle this with the greatest tact. And so the way we worked it out is that Nick and the Solicitor General are going to call on the Chief Justice.
Mm-hmm.
See, instead of my doing it.
Well, we need it right quick, though, because they're already announcing it in the House and Senate and all over the damn place. When you talk to the leader, it's just like talking into a big microphone.
I know, and that's why I asked Nick to get over there right away.
All
right. I talked to him this morning, and he's going to take the Solicitor General and do it.
Well, how many men commission we're going to have?
Well, if you had Dulles and a general, and two from the House, two from the Senate, and the Chief Justice.
Who do you think of as a general?
The only one I could think of, and I don't know many of those fellas, is Norstad, who's always...
If I had any idea who we wanted.
So I thought we'd probably have to take the Eastland and the... ranking minority member on the Judiciary Committee and similarly on the House, but maybe not. Wouldn't this ordinarily be Judiciary Committee?
Yeah, but Seller, God, I hate to. Seller and Eastland, I hate to have them on.
I can understand.
Wait a minute, huh? What did you think about John McCloy instead of General Norster?
Well, I think that'd be great. He's a wonderful man, a very dear friend of mine. I'm devoted to it.
Well, let's think along that line. Now, can we do this by executive order?
Yes, sir.
Do we infringe upon the Congress anyway in doing it?
No, sir.
Reflect on them in any way?
No, sir. I think on the contrary. I think, all these editorials saying it's to be a shame to have all these investigations. I think the Congress has started acting wisely for a change. I think it would be a great thing, Mr. President, for them and for the country.
Who would you think about in the Senate? I'd a whole lot of men I would have if I had to have somebody like that, this chairman. A lot of things I'd a whole lot rather have Russell and Eastland.
Oh, I would too. Yes, sir, for anything, or rather have most anybody for anything. That'd be wonderful if that could be arranged. I didn't think about that because I thought it would be foreordained. You know?
I'd like to have Russell and Cuppert be my two.
That'd be marvelous.
Simply
marvelous. On the House side, we could get Hale Boggs.
He's talking all of that damn time. He's a good fella, but he's done announced it in the House.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And I thought maybe this would help get it through.
What do you have to get through?
Well, I mean, just their agreement that they'll do this in lieu of a Senate and House investigation.
Well, he's agreed to that.
Well, that's wonderful.
And McCormick's agreed to it.
Yes, sir.
I would guess, what's that fellow that McCulloch, he's the ranking Republican, he's pretty good, or Jerry Ford. I would think Jerry Ford would be good in the Republicans.
Uh-huh. Well, that'd be fine. How about his little old Carl Albert? What about him?
I think
he's a majority floor leader. I don't know whether
he'd take it or not. I think that'd be pretty good. I'd rather get away. It might be a slap at Hale if he did that.
That's what I'm afraid of. I always wonder if we weren't
might stuck. Might be out of Hale and McCullough.
Yes, I wonder if we weren't stuck with Hale.
All right, Mac, write those names down for me so I won't forget them. We'll have the Chief Justice, John McCloy, and Allen Dulles. That's three. We'll try to get Jerry Ford as a Republican and Hale Boggs as a Democrat in the House. We'll try to get Russell and Cooper.
Yes. I don't know. The Chief Justice may not want to do this, but I'll call Nick immediately and see if he's got a report yet. He should have gone over there right away. I really gave him a hot flip this morning.
Well, they already announced it. You call him back to see what the hell's happening.
Who's announced it?
Hale Boggs got down and told him. You see, I had to tell him what I was contemplating.
Boy.
So he got down on the floor of the house. Some jerk got up and said something, so he thought he had to show his knowledge.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I thought you meant he just announced that the House was going to investigate.
Well, he announced there's going to be a high-level commission.
I see.
That's why I'm waiting. And I don't know. I guess we have to talk to these fellas before we announce they're going to appoint them, don't we?
Yes, sir.
All right. God, I'm not much. I think we ought to order them to do it, then let them bellyache.
All right.
Hmm?
I think that's
great. Yeah, we'll have to get him. Yeah, okay.
Thank you, sir.
You call me now.
Yes, sir. Thank you.